This is a quick review from Maseches Megillah Daf Hey. The last point we had on Dalet Amud Beis is that even though sometimes you will read the Megillah early, Simcha Eina Noheges Ela Bizmana, that you always keep the Simcha, the Tzudas Purim, on the proper day of Purim. Then we had the statement of Rav, who says that the Megillah Shelo Bizmana is only read B'tzibur, and although this was a Machlokes, nevertheless, we paskin that the Megillah Bizmana is read by Yachid or B'tzibur, but Megillah Shelo Bizmana is only read when you have a minyan. The new Mishnah discusses what's called an Ir Gedola, what's called a large city that's shayach to read on Shushan Purim. It has to have Asara Batlan. Then they said that we don't go past. We can read early, but we don't go past the 15th. And then the Gemara goes through a list of items that don't go past the 15th. Among the list is they don't go past when they're collecting wood for the Mizbeach, when Tisha B'Av is pushed up, not pushed back. The Chagiga Hakel gets pushed back, not pushed up. Etc. The rest of the list we'll discuss in the context of the Gemara. Now, the Gemara said specifically these Asara Batlana are people who sit around in the Beis HaKnesses, making sure that there's always a minion present. And the source for not going past the 15th, as we said on Daf Beis, is the words Velo Ya'avor. Now, we have a statement of Rabbi Abba in the name of Shmuel, that when it comes to a year, you don't go by 365 days, you go by that date in the next year. So if you took a neder for a year, it's over that day the next year, you don't count 365. Similarly, when you take a neder for a month, you go by that day of the next month, you don't go by that hour of the day. The Gemara continues to discuss why we don't push Tisha B'Av earlier, we make it later, because Akdume Puranus Lo Makdume. We don't bring negative events closer, we push them farther back. However, the Chagiga that's brought on Yontif and Hakel, those things cannot be done early because it's not the Zman Chiyuv yet, so you have to wait until the time that it comes. Now we have a discussion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether one can shech the Korban Chagiga on Yontif. Everyone agrees you can't shecht that on Shabbos, but on Yontif you're allowed to do shechita for food, and the Chagiga is a korban shlamim. So everyone agrees you can't shecht a korban ola on Yontif because you can't eat it. But Beis Hillel holds it's mutter to shecht a Chagiga on Yontif because you can bring a korban shlamim on Yontif and you do smicha on it as well. Then we discuss the fact that there's tashlumin for the korban chagiga, and if you don't bring it on the first day, you can continue to bring it throughout the Yontif, and even Shavuos, which is only one day. If that day is Shabbos or you missed it for some reason, you can bring it for an entire 7-day period afterwards. Then the Gemara got into a discussion of Rebbe that he seemingly planted on Purim. And not only that, but he washed himself on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, and he tried to uproot Tisha B'Av, and the Chachamim disagreed. What did it mean that he tried to uproot Tisha B'Av? So they clarified. They said specifically when it came out on Shabbos, they says, once we're not keeping it on the proper day, let's push it aside altogether for this year, but the Chachamim disagreed. So the Gemara tries to figure out, how is it possible that Rebbe did Malacha on Purim? So first they tried to say that he was keeping Shushan Purim, and they said, wait, he was in Tveria, and Chizkiah had a suffix whether or not it was a walled city, so maybe he was on the other day, but Rebbe held it was definitely a walled city. The Gemara will discuss that as we get to the bottom of the Amud. However, Rebbe definitely held it was a walled city, even though Chizkiah had a suffix. Now, we pointed out that there is an Isser to do Malacha according to Rav, because Rav saw someone planting flax on Purim, and he cursed the flax that it shouldn't grow, and it didn't grow. However, we pointed out that based on the words of the Megillah, it seems that no one actually accepted the Isser Malacha upon themselves, and that Rebbe held it was mutter, but Rav was just had a minig that they assered Malacha where he was, but Rebbe never accepted such a minig. Second answer is that Rebbe was doing an atiyah shel simcha. He was planting for fun. It wasn't something that was considered work. And we gave a couple of examples of what's an atiyah shel simcha. But bottom line is, this was not considered the type of avoda that is usher. So then we said, how is it possible that Tveria is not a walled city from the days of Yoshua? But then we quoted Psukim in Yoshua, and one of the walled cities there was Rakas. And we said, Rakas is Tveria. We'll discuss that more on the next staff. But Rakas is clearly a fortified city, so the Gemara explained that no, it was walled on three sides, and it was on the shore of the Kinneret on the fourth side, so they were questioning whether or not it's the protection that makes something into a walled city, or it's the actual walls that make it into a walled city, in which case Tveria would not have the walls.